This is New England Public Media. With schools in Massachusetts deciding whether to start the year with in-person classes, Governor Charlie Baker says he wants local school committees to make the call, but he's making his own opinion pretty clear. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Matt, most school committees have a deadline today to tell the state how they plan to start the school year, remote, in-person, or a hybrid of the two. Governor Baker is talking a lot about local control, but he's also making it clear he's annoyed by the many districts deciding to begin the year without kids in school. He's talking about how kids would not know their teachers at all and how it would be hard to teach kids to read remotely. Why isn't Baker comfortable with a statewide policy on this?
Yeah, that's a great question. You're right. Last Friday, the governor at that press conference talking about the deadline for schools to decide really made it clear that he thinks at least beginning in a hybrid mode where there's some in-person learning is preferred to get kids into the classroom, to get them to know their teachers, and to enable the kind of instruction like you mentioned, like reading for younger kids who may be starting in a new school year. And this is sort of a hands-on learning activity. But local control and the way the school system in Massachusetts is set up, with every town, virtually every town having their own school district or smaller regional school districts, local decision-making is vital to the history and the way Massachusetts governs itself. So today is the deadline for schools not only to decide, but they must submit to the state plans to do all three things. If they were to do in-person learning fully, remote learning fully, or a hybrid of the two. And clearly the governor would like to see people try the hybrid model, at least to start. But we are seeing a number of school districts opt, at least at this point in time, to start out remotely. The idea of forcing them to come up with plans for all three, the governor and Education Commissioner Jeff Riley say, is to make sure that for later in the year, if things get better or worse with the virus, districts are prepared to adapt.
Okay, Matt. Baker on Friday announced that because of an uptick in COVID cases, he was putting the brakes on future economic reopening. He's also, as of tomorrow, reducing the size of outdoor gatherings from 100 down to 50. So is this likely to make any difference?
Well, the other big thing that the governor did on Friday when he reduced the gathering size limits was he gave local and state police the authority to enforce this state guidance. Up until now, it had been what the governor described sort of as the honor system. He thought that state public officials just telling people would be enough to get it in their heads and reinforce the idea that you need to keep gathering sizes small, socially distant, and with masks. That clearly was not working. The governor and the administration believes that these larger parties, including private parties, not just at public venues and people's backyards, are contributing to some of the rise in numbers. So the enforcement issue is really key here to discouraging people from pursuing this behavior. But you're right, the governor also taking issue with the pace of the reopening and saying that he was going to postpone for now the second part of the third phase, which includes indoor recreational things, activities like laser tag or trampoline parks, things like that would no longer be able to open right away.
And finally, the governor talked about bars pretending to be restaurants. Restaurants, of course, can be open now, but we're likely months away from bars being allowed to operate. So what's the confusion or loophole that Baker's trying to close?
Yeah, bars in Massachusetts categorized under phase four, which wouldn't be allowed to open until there is a vaccine or a viable treatment for COVID-19. The governor updating his guidance because he says that they've encountered instances of bars, quote, masquerading as restaurants. And what he means by this is they're putting things like bags of potato chips or pretzels on a menu and opening. The state doesn't want to open bars because they don't want people congregating around bars to order drinks. They don't want people lingering for long periods of time as opposed to outdoor or indoor dining where your meal has a defined beginning, middle, and end point. So they're trying to be careful, and this goes to the governor's point that people may be getting a little lax, and they're seeing it with businesses as well, people trying to get around the law. So the governor fine-tuning the state's guidance that says food has to be prepared on site if you're going to open, and they're hoping that will discourage bars from trying to sneak through that loophole.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House on New England Public Media.